Hi, and welcome to Practical Reliability. I'm George Williams, founder and CEO of Reliability X, and today we're going to talk all things technology and communications and digital. And there is no one better to talk to regarding those aspects than Marcus Rimmel. Marcus, welcome to Practical Reliability.
Thank you for having me, George. It's a pleasure for me to talk to you today.
Awesome. So Marcus runs an organization called Digitalitum, and Digitalitum focuses on the digitalization within an organization from an asset perspective. So all things, oh my God, Industry 3.0, Industry 4.0, Industry 5.0. So we're going to find out a whole lot about the evolution of those things and the services that Marcus's organization offers and what he's doing today and how he helps his clients. So we're going to get all into all aspects of digitalization. So first and foremost, Marcus, why don't you give us a brief introduction of yourself?
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. As you may hear from my funny accent, I'm not a real Southern boy from Atlanta. I actually grew up in Germany. Did there my education apprenticeship traditionally to mechatronic, and then later I did an electrical engineering degree. And I started my career in building machines and assets, first wire them and then later program them, PLC, robotics. And then, of course, always the setup at a customer site, commissioning, production ramp up, and that worldwide. So far, I think I traveled 30 countries in 4 continents and living now 15 years in the U.S.
After all that fantastic travel and running through Europe, you decided, let's go to Atlanta. That's fantastic. Normally, folks are going, I wish I lived in Europe. So I think it's great because you're offering a service to a huge manufacturing market. We've got 400,000 manufacturing plants sitting here, and many of them are still in the stone ages from a communications perspective, from a digitalization perspective. Talk to me about who Digitalitum is and what you guys offer.
Yeah, so during COVID, where a lot of things changed, I actually decided to start my own show and named that Digitalitum, as I had always that affinity with this new thing under the umbrella of Industry 4.0 and digitalization. And in the organizations I worked before, I always tried to push these topics, but I also felt the we don't want to do that. Let's run the system, never change a running system. Oh, this new stuff is so complicated. We don't know about it. And there were always a lot of barriers. And that more or less let me say, hey, when I do my own company, I want to focus on that, which is what I call digitalization tools for manufacturing. Why do I call it digitalization tools? Because we all know in maintenance, reliability, manufacturing, what are tools, and we all have our toolbox, right? And in our toolbox, we have pliers, wrenches, screwdrivers, and a bunch of different tools. But if you look detailed into it, then every tool has a specific use case. Like with a screwdriver, you open and close screws. With a wrench, you do the same, but different sizes. With a plier, you do all the different things. And then within a group of tools, you have a lot of different sub-tools or different sizes. Like screwdrivers, you may have 5 or 10 different ones, small, medium, large, flathead, Phillips, maybe some other shapes. And only with the right tool, you can do your job. Did you ever try to open a flathead screw with a Phillips screwdriver?
Very difficult.
Does it work?
No.
Does it work the other way around?
Sometimes.
Maybe. It depends on the size of your flathead, if it fits into the Phillips.
If your hammer is big enough, you can make that work.
Of course. That is another tool which may you use as an alternative. And then on the digitalization side, nowadays there are so many tools on the market. Every day another one comes out, and people are kind of overwhelmed in what is out there. Then there's this belief that a system like a SAP Enterprise Resource Planner or some other systems are the like multi-tool, the MacGyver tool, which solves all and everything. But we both know that these systems are good, but they cannot do everything. You still need the additional tools for that. And so what I see kind of my role with Digitalitum is to help in that gap by, on one side, understanding the problems, because I worked in that industry hands-on, and I know the problems and the challenges. And then on the other side, I understand the what's out there on different tools under the digital hemisphere to connect that and bring that all together to help manufacturers to solve their problems and get better. That's it in a nutshell.
I think it's fantastic. And the analogy I always use with folks that believe that there's this one suite of tool, one tool can do it all. The analogy I often use is, just because you can put a table in a Word document doesn't mean it's Excel. And yeah, you need Excel for very specific things. And you can have a fantastic ERP. You can even have, you know, a great PLC company, but you may have multiple PLC companies. And somehow we've got to get all that information consolidated and in one place and usable to make good decisions with and improve. And the services that you offer sound like you're exactly in that space.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a market for that, definitely. As on one side, I see that the big companies, the Fortune 500s and so on, they're more or less already figured this digitalization out. They have the budgets, they have the specific people, they have already their plans. And in this, what I call digitalization journey, they're already somewhere up there. On the other hand, the small and medium manufacturers, they normally just focus on their business. They don't have normally this extra budgets for stuff like this. They are not able to hire this specific people, or they don't have this expertise in their people's portfolio. And therefore, I feel that they kind of are behind on things, or at least not current. But on the other hand, they have the same issues like everybody else. And now, talking again with COVID, a lot of things changed in the industry. The whole supply chain issue with getting material and parts, but then the even worse one, the whole skilled labor market is more or less, you cannot get the people anymore.
We're gonna have to return that, the skilled labor market. We're gonna have to completely return that, because the skill is difficult to find at this point, right? So yeah, it makes it even more important for organizations to make every effort they possibly can to allowing the technology to do as much of the work as possible. And I don't necessarily mean from a buy robots perspective. I mean from a analysis of what's not running properly, from a, is the setup settings correct or not correct? Am I making good quality product? And if not, what can I change to go back to making good quality product? And the tools and services and software that you evaluate and recommend do exactly that. So one of the questions I have for you is, does your organization, are you focused on the software side, on the sensor side, both? What is the typical approach if I'm the manufacturing organization and I've got, you know, aging equipment, some of it's not integrated, not talking to each other, which is a common mm-hmm. scenario in small and mid-sized manufacturing in the United States. What's the typical process when you're engaged?
So explain me a little further what's in my toolbox. So over time, I made partnerships with a lot of different manufacturers of this digital tools. Let's put it this way. and they are in the AR, VR, IoT space technology-wise. Most or all of my partner companies are from outside the US, mainly Europe and focusing Germany, because that's where I'm from and that's where I have a relationship. So I kind of found this companies. They are not in the US market yet or starting to get on it, and I help them to come over. So that's kind of one part of my business. And the other side is to consult manufacturers, understand their problems, kind of seeing, do the tools I have in my toolbox fit to it? If yes, of course, we can sell and implement it. If not, I have a bigger network of companies I know and I work with, and I might find a tool outside of my network and help them to come together and get it to work. So that's kind of how I work and how it works with Digitalitum.
What type of information do those companies need to bring to you for you to evaluate what's happening?
I think I normally start always with a problem statement. What's your problem and what is the problem you want to solve? And from there we start, and by asking then specific questions, I try to dig deeper in what the problem is, and then see on the other side what I have as a solution in specific tools available, and then bring that together. If it's a problem which I don't have any expertise or I'm not that confident at this point, I say also sorry, I cannot help you here. We don't want to waste people's time.
Well, I think that's really important, right? I mean, if you're not the right fit, you can recommend another organization that maybe is the right fit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think it's appropriate, right? You want to be of best service to your
and
clients
with
as
this
possible.
Network of people, you know, like we know each other. That is all also helpful, because then I can say maybe if that is something more on the reliability side, hey, that's nothing what the Digitalitum do, but George at Reliability X might be the right guy for that, which is also a good way how small companies have to actually work together. We are not fighters individually and have this hard competition. We are in a similar space, but all of us do something different, and what's not fitting on my plate, it may fit on your plate, and by referencing and exchanging, we're making that all work.
Yeah, let's make the pie bigger, right? There's plenty of improvement out there to go after, and lots of us offer, as you mentioned, services that fit certain niches, right? So you certainly found yours, and it's a valuable one. There's lots of organizations that fit in the model of we've got aging infrastructure and aging assets. We've also got newer assets. They're not talking to each other. And even, you know, even worse, sometimes they install brand new assets, but all of the manufacturers of the equipment are different, and no one was responsible for line integration. Two questions. One, the smaller companies where it's aging infrastructure and everything's on different languages, they often feel like it's a huge mountain to try to get to industry 3.0, let alone industry 4.0. What advice do you give to those organizations? Is this an achievable journey?
I think it's achievable, but definitely there need to be a willing from that manufacturer in time and money to spend to go that route. If you think you can get that all for a couple of $100, then sorry, it doesn't work that well. So that needs to be there. If there's a support from leadership, I think that's important as well. We all know if, let's say, engineer in the lower ranks has some great ideas and wants to do something, but there's no support from leadership for that, then that idea is dead. And in the way how to, that always depends on the infrastructure, what is there, and it also depends of what do you want to achieve. If we go to this real quick, this is the Purple Passport, the IoT and the digitalization framework, what was done by the Reliability Leadership Foundation and its digitalization consortium, which I'm a part and a contributor as well. We have this framework where we talk about the data source, the connection, so how the data go out, the collection, where the data is stored, analyze, where the whole magic happens, and then very important, the do. That's where we humans come in. And when you come up with a system like this and you want to design it, you more or less always start with the do of what do you actually want to achieve, which defines of, let's say, how many sensors, what signals you have to actually read. Do you want to start with the 5 million different signals in your factory, or you start with the ones which give you directly insights, which give you at the end something you want to know or a problem you want to solve?
I think that's a great point. And a couple of things that you say trigger some thoughts. First, I've seen lots of organizations. I've seen a few organizations that are extremely advanced in this space, but not getting better because they're not focused on the do part of this, right? Or mm-hmm. the even analyze part of it. It's just yeah. there.
Yeah.
And I've seen organizations where the data is so minimal that their approach to it is the operator scans barcodes to get information into something, right? Mm-hmm. But they're doing something with the data and they're improving the line and they're making progress. You know, it's important for folks to understand it doesn't really matter where you're at in this journey. The do part is where you get better. And yeah. Everything else is a supporting function to allow that to happen. The culture of getting better still has to exist. So in your approach, let's kind of shift a little bit. The mm-hmm. second half of my previous question was for an organization that is trying to design lines and install new lines, do you offer consultancy hours or availability to help them with developing that line integration strategy for new projects?
Yes, I offer that type of services as well. To define, for example, what data sources are available, of course, always with having in mind what do you want to achieve with it, and then synchronize that before everything is built and hammered in stone.
Which is a good place to do that.
Yeah.
Because it becomes much more expensive later, right?
Of course, everything what you take care in the planning phase causes less issues later on.
Okay, now, so give me some success stories. Talk to me about, without disclosing any specific information, yeah. Give me a good success story from your client base.
Recently, I work with a medical device manufacturer. They developed a new manufacturing line, mostly with manual assembly to put a medical device product together. In their initial plan, they hadn't any data visibility or visualization involved. We put then one of our product in called the Peak Board, which helps to visualize more or less the OEE of the line. By having certain sensors or taking certain data from sources out of the manual line, like a test device or a clamp, we're getting okay and okay quality information, and we're getting parts throughput information. And we visualize that all on a screen so that the operators, the team leaders see what's going on. As previously, they were using pen and paper and handle that then in several different Excel sheets in order to figure out what's going on. And in case of a test device, when a test device all of a sudden brings out a lot of not okays, you know, there's always this question, do I have a problem with my product or do I have a problem with my test device? And by having data available, you kind of, you better to see what's going on there.
And if you're busy filling out paper, you're not putting product together in your manual assembly process.
Exactly. So plus there's always
what has to go up immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always, when you do with pen and paper, you put the wrong information in. When you go from paper to Excel sheet, you hit the wrong button on your keyboard. Plus the whole time delay, it might take a whole day until the data from the paper through an Excel sheet goes somewhere into a system.
Yeah, and it's too late to make decisions then, right? I mean, if you have poor incoming raw material that's causing many rejections and you don't find out till the next day and the next batch is in place and the product is fine, it's too late. There's nothing to do, right? So I think that's a great success story. That's awesome. So how do folks reach out and get in touch with Digitalitum?
There are several different ways. Of course, we have a website, www.digitalitum.com. I'm also very active on LinkedIn. Either find my name, Marcus Rimmel, MarkusRimmele, or just search for Digitalitum and you find that on LinkedIn as well.
And what about upcoming conferences or events, anything going on that you'd like to promote or let people know that you'd be at?
Definitely. I will be at Maximo Vault in the second week of August in Phoenix, Arizona, and talk there with my friends from the Digitalization Consortium. We do a 3-hour workshop about IoT and digitalization and its implementation. So more or less just that topic, what we talked about. And at the International Maintenance Conference, first week of December in Marco Island, I will be talking as a keynote speaker about what are your digitalization tools for maintenance.
Awesome. Good luck on the keynote. That's a fantastic spot to be in. So congratulations on getting that for December. See you at both of those events. Luckily enough, I'll be at Maximo World, and which is really the day after my son gets married. So I gotta be at his wedding, and then I gotta fly to Maximo World. So it'll be nice to see you out there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
And then of course I'll see you at Marco Island. Marcus, thank you so much for your time. We're spending some time with Practical Reliability in our audience. Hopefully, folks reach out to you. You provide an amazing service. For anyone along any part of this journey or at any level of maturity, Digitalitum is a fantastic organization that is very customer focused. They come highly recommended by us here at Reliability X. So reach out to Marcus. Marcus, thank you again for your time today. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thanks for having me, George, and looking forward to see you in Phoenix.
Awesome. For Marcus Rimmel, I'm George Williams. Go make tomorrow better than today.